This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
If you look at Psalm 3, you notice as we begin looking at verse 1, we find that we are reminded how man oftentimes can find himself with many troubles, and even those who have made us their enemy. Not that we make them our enemy, but sometimes people do make us their enemy. In Psalm 3 and verse 1, he says, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Again, those who are against him in his troubles. He talks about there how many they are. He says how they are increased. We are reminded in verse 2 when he says, many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. You know, many today mock the Christian faith in various ways, don't they? Someone talks about how they're going through a difficult time, you encourage them to pray, and sometimes they kind of roll their eyes, right? That's mocking the power of God. It's mocking the Christian faith. But if you notice here, and throughout the Psalms, especially throughout the Psalms, prayer is mentioned numerous times. It's referenced in different ways, like crying out to God, for example. It may not say the word prayer, but a cry out to God is a reference to praying to God. And that's what he says there in verse 2. May there be which save my soul, which we'll see here in a moment, not in verse 2, but in verse 4. But he says, may there be which save my soul, there is no help for him in God. But yet for the Christian, we realize, or we should, that our only hope and the best hope we'll ever have is God, isn't it? God and his word. If we look at verse 3, the Bible says there, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. You think about that idea, the lifter up of my head. You know, sometimes when someone is injured, they'll lift up their, you know, if it's not their head, they'll lift up their head to try to talk to them and make sure they're okay, make sure they're conscious. And we find here in verse 3, he references God as the one who lifts up his head, right? You know, the Christian will never forget or should never forget the power of God and the love that he bestows upon those that love him. Because we know this can be referenced to physically, how people can lift us up. But God is the one who lifts us up spiritually, right? We're facing various hardships or trials. We know in verse 1, he talks about the various troubles and enemies that he has around him. And he says here in verse 3 that it is the Lord who is, you notice here he says, who is a shield, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. Is God, are we allowing God to be our shield in our daily lives? I think it's hard to say, honestly, that we are, if we're not praying to God, if we're not reading the Bible, reading the scriptures, so we can know how God, be reminded how God wants us to live. It's hard for someone to be our shield if we don't allow them to be. If we're not praying to God and studying his word and putting him first and striving to abstain from wickedness, it's really hard to say that God is our shield. We look at verse 4. He says there, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Prayer is shown many times, as I've already said, as a must for the Christian. Paul told those there in Thessalonica to pray without ceasing, right? Pray without ceasing. Is that literal? No. But you think about it for a second. Are there enough things that we could pray probably all day long? We think about not only our own lives and things that we are trying to deal with, or we think they're small or large. But then we think about those around us that we love and care about, and we pray for them and maybe for specific needs that we're aware of. And the list goes on, doesn't it? And so I think it's why we can see why Paul says what he does when he says, pray without ceasing. We should have the attitude in our lives that we're going to pray all the time. Literally, no. But are we afraid to take time our day to pray to God? We shouldn't be. Pray to God all the time, right? Whether we think it's a small thing in our life or if it's a large thing, you know, think about it this way. If we don't trust to go to God in prayer for the small things, why don't we ever go to him with the big things? Right? As one brother said the other day, if it's not a big enough problem to pray about, it's not a big enough problem to worry about it, right? But sometimes we don't pray about things that we do worry about. Look at verse 5. This will be the last one we look at here from Psalm 3. He says, I laid me down and slept, and I wait for the Lord to sustain me. Now you think about this for a second. Verses 1 through 4, he talks about the troubles he has. He talks about those who mock the faith he has in God. He talks about how the Lord is his shield in verse 3. He talks about how he prays to God in verse 4. And in verse 5, he talks about laying himself down. Does it seem to be that in verses 3 and 4, he addresses at least to himself verses 1 and 2? The troubles in verse 1, those who mock in verse 2. The reply he gives is the Lord is his shield in verse 3, and he's the one he prays to in verse 4. And as a result, in verse 5, because of his response to those attitudes in verses 1 and 2, in verse 5 he's able to do what? I laid me down and slept. If you are just swamped with worry and fear and trouble and anxiety, do you sleep very well? Probably not. But if we are not allowing ourselves to be burdened with worry, burdened with things that we cannot change, for one, but if we do, as we find here in verses 3 and 4, allow God to be our shield and bring those things, whatever they may be, to God, as a result of that, in verse 5, we can find rest. We can find peace. But not if we don't view God as our shield there in verse 3, as the one who lifts us up and helps us there in verse 3, as the one who we can pray to in verse 4, and as the one who we know he can hear and does hear and respond to our prayers. If we accept those facts there, then in verse 5, naturally we can rest in peace each and every night, can't we? Knowing that the Lord, the champion of our faith, will provide for us, right? Look what he says there in verse 5. I await, for the Lord sustained me. Sustained means that his life was being provided by God, right? Sustained me. Each and every day we have is a gift from God. We hear people say that sometimes. We may think, well, that sounds kind of corny. Well, we don't wake up every day by our own power, do we? God is the one who allows that to happen. Our life could end at any moment, because if we were not aware of it, the human body is actually pretty frail. But it's God who sustains us. God is the one who looks out for us in the most important area of our life, which is the spiritual side of things. And so it's he who sustains us, more importantly, in the spiritual sense, isn't it? Because while our physical side has its importance, the spiritual side is one which has things that are of eternal consequence, right? We may have various health ailments and various troubles in our life, but if our faith in God is not right in verses 3 and 4, as he talks about here, then in verse 5, there's no real rest, is there? There's no real peace. If we cannot go to bed at night and rest and have that contentment, knowing that we have given God our all, and any concern we have, we brought to him. If there's any sin we've committed, we confess it to him. Then when we do those things, we can rest comfortably at night, can't we? And we can be assured, as he tells us there in verse 5, that it is he who sustains us. I mean, he'll continue to be that shield that he was today. He'll continue to be that shield tomorrow. He'll continue to be in that holy hill that we cry out to, where he's going to be when we cry out to him. So God's not going to move. And so we should not allow things in our life to cause our faith to waver and cause us to move away from him. These are just some things for you to think about this evening. We can help you or encourage you in any way. You can come forward now. So if you stand and sing the song that's been selected.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bibleway Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.